How can we help children to navigate sophisticated ideas? Davina Bell is a children's author who balances her wondrous imaginative tales with important messages that help children comprehend big topics. The Underwater Fancy Dress Parade is a tender tale about an anxious boy, and Under the Love Umbrella celebrates diversity and reminds children that comfort and love is ever-present, even when family is far away. Davina joined me to discuss her craft when she was in town for Adelaide Writers' Week.
Well, I've always loved writing ever since I was a child, and I was such a huge passionate reader as a kid. But then I went off into the world. I didn't think that being a writer was a serious profession, and I went to law school and did very badly there, but finished a law degree and thought, what am I going to do with my life? What have I always loved? And it was books and writing and ideas. And the thing that appealed to me about children's books is that you do really have a chance to speak into their minds and hearts before they're hardened to the world. And I just really, I do seek out books and themes that kind of offer some kind of comfort or security, because I feel like there are so many tricky parts about childhood that I wanted to address. Shyness and anxiety are things I write about, and feeling safe and loved and coming to terms with who you are. They're all really important themes in my life, so I wanted to see if I could help the world by getting in early with kids and giving those messages.
They are very big themes, and in your talk today you're about to go into a session with Ellen Kelsey and Jessica Walton about how to explain big concepts to small people. How do you do that? How do you break these huge things down? We spend so much of our lives getting older and sort of intellectualizing all these crazy ideas, but actually how do you simplify them?
I think by creating really small narrative moments where children can identify or recognize themselves in a character's struggle and offering some kind of hope or comfort in a solution to those. Or kind of phrasing them in a way that opens up the chance to question and talk to a kid about it through the book. I hope that that is something that my book, Underwater Fancy Dress Parade, gave kids a chance to do, to talk about their own shyness and anxiety around performing and being out in the world, and giving them a space to discuss why that might feel difficult and why that's difficult for some people and not other people. And introversion and extroversion is something I'm really interested in, and talking to kids about that I think is super important. It's something I wish I'd known about when I was a child, because I grew up really shy and felt like that was a real weakness or a defect. And it took me until I was an adult to realize introversion is just a different way to be in the world. It's not wrong. It doesn't mean you're weak or defective or a failure. So all those things really interested me in my own life, and I think breaking those into moments where identifiable characters are experiencing something relatable, I think, is a trick to doing that anyway.
So what is Under the Love Umbrella about?
Under the Love Umbrella is about the idea of ever-present love that is with you wherever you are. So you might be away from the people you love, you might be in a tricky, hard, anxious, anxiety-provoking situation, but you are loved regardless, whoever you are, whatever you're like, whatever your struggles you're going through, you are loved. That's just the message that it hopes to convey. And it's quite a simple, straight rhyming book, but the illustrations are by Alison Colpoys, and she won the last year's Crichton Award, which is the best new Australian illustrator. So she's an incredibly talented illustrator, and so much of the story is actually told in the illustrations.
Absolutely, it's very beautiful. And diversity is represented within the words and the pictures as well. What's the significance of representing diversity?
We wanted to represent children from all kinds of different backgrounds and situations. And it wasn't because that we specifically set out to make a book about diversity, but we just wanted to show there are so many different interesting ways to be in the world. When we went on a book tour for our last book, we met some really gorgeous kids, and all the kids in this book are based on those kids we met on the book tour, and we had so much fun coming up with their backstories and what their home lives might have been like, and thinking, oh, here's a little guy who's interested in science and maybe he's got two mums, and here's a little Indian guy who always carries a doll with him, and maybe he's from a really big family. So it came from the idea that we'd met all these beautiful, diverse, interesting children with different backgrounds, and we just wanted to showcase them and had a really good time imagining what their lives might have been. And I think there are two ways you can approach diversity. You can just sort of you can put it in the background like we did and not comment on it so much in the words, but have it in the pictures. Or you can say, look, this is my specific way of being different in the world, like the novel Wonder that's done so well at the moment. It's being made into a movie by Raquel Palacio. That's about a boy with a disfigured face, and basically she was saying, here is my very specific way of being in the world that makes me very different, but at my core, I'm the same as you. So there are a couple of ways you can approach doing diversity in children's books. And yeah, we've gone for the sort of normalizing what we saw out in the world versus showcasing an issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that you have this intention to make children feel secure in the way that you write. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I read a really beautiful interview with Matthew Riley, the Australian author. He was talking about his wife who was clinically depressed, and she actually took her own life. And he had the most beautiful quote, and he said, "If I could tell a depressed person one thing, it's you are loved, you have worth, and the world is better off with you in it." And I thought that's such a beautiful message, not just for people with depression, but for a child to say, you are loved, you have worth, whoever you are, and you, just by being you, you make the world a better place. So that sort of was an inspiration that I've taken through all my writing and all my books, that I'm hoping I'm offering that sense of security and comfort to kids.
And how do you place yourself in a child's mind? How do you figure out what they like to hear and what they like to read about?
That's a fantastic question. I've always been interested in, it sounds weird, but even as a child, I was interested in children, and I loved movies that starred children and seeing children do things that adults usually did. So I've always been interested in the world of the child. But now I teach creative writing to kids, and I'm often talking in schools. And that really helps keep fresh in my mind. The idea that, oh, technology might change and vocabulary might change and the world might be seem to be becoming very different, but there are certain parts of childhood that just remain the same always. And I think sort of ideas about childhood anxieties and fears and wonder and experiencing the world anew, all those, they do remain the same over time. And you can, if you keep your own child self sort of close to the surface, you can really tap into that.
I think we probably have a lot to learn from kids.
Oh, absolutely. Every day, all the time.
Davina Bell, she's a children's author, and she was speaking to me at Writers' Week. And Davina's latest book, Under the Love Umbrella, is out now.